I ignored it, and it was great.
Well, awesome.
And then the next year, I thought, now I'm going to do this right. So I planted the stuff, and I tended it very carefully, and everything died.
I know. Sometimes they say you can do too much care, and that nature takes care of.
Well, this year, I planted it again. And some of the stuff's already died, but...
It sure is good, and it's fresh out, especially rotten tomatoes. You just... They're just wonderful.
Nothing better. Tomatoes and beans and all that stuff you'd call... What?
Vegetables.
Okay. What do you call a dish that's made from the whole grains of corn and you leach the outside cover off of the corn?
Sure.
Just one grain of corn.
Kernel.
Okay. What do you call a grain that they raise in Louisiana and down in South Texas, and the Chinese eat it all the time?
Rice.
Okay. And did you ever know anybody who made at home some non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages?
Well, during Prohibition, especially in New Brunswick, everybody went over there to buy their wine. They always made wine. In the homes, they made homebrew beer.
Did you ever call
it? And they called some of it bathtub gin.
Oh. Well, what was the difference between just plain homebrew and bathtub gin? Is there any difference?
Well, that homebrew was had a high alcohol content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Strong?
It's strong, real strong.
What would you, well, people, I guess they still do, use it on pancakes besides syrup. It's a heavier, darker stuff.
Oh, sorghum.
Okay. You might say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is... What?
Artificial?
It's not artificial. It's the real thing. So you'd say it's... what would you say it is?
It's syrup?
Uh-huh.
Homemade syrup?
Well, it's real. You just want to say it's real. It's the real thing.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what you mean.
Well, sometimes on the back of a leather belt, when they want to tell you it's real leather, they'll have it stamped back there, and they'll say, leather. What's that first word they usually use?
Real leather.
Okay. When sugar isn't prepackaged, but they weigh it out of a barrel, you'd say it's sold in
bulk.
Okay. What do you usually keep on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay.
My grandmother always had vinegar. Had a little container that held the vinegar and then the salt and pepper. And I've understood that vinegar, she always had it for greens. When she cooked greens of any kind, she always had that vinegar to put on the greens. And I've heard recently that it is the only thing that'll kill that amoebic germ. Like, you know, when you go to Mexico, you're afraid to eat anything.
Yeah.
Well, they say vinegar is the best thing on earth to kill that germ.
Well, I didn't know that. I talked to somebody, I can't remember if it was you or somebody else, who said they used vinegar to clean their floors with. I guess it wasn't you. But I guess that's why.
You pick up all their vegetables are just beautiful down in Mexico, but they always warn you against eating them.
Yeah.
It's the way they're... the way they cultivate it or something.
Yeah. Mm. I've always wondered why, you know, you shouldn't eat.
They use human, you know, for cultivation.
I don't understand why.